Nolte, Washington Post, Democrats pressure Disney to run abortion ads. By John Nolte on July 26, 2022. The child groomers at Disney are currently refusing to run certain Democrat Party ads on Hulu. And Democrats, and the media, are furious. According to the far-left Washington Post, Hulu has a policy against running content deemed controversial. You see, because Hulu is a streaming service, it is not bound by the Communications Act of 1934, a law that requires broadcast television networks to provide politicians equal access to the airwaves. Naturally, Democrats are responding by screaming censorship. Hulu's censorship of the truth is outrageous, offensive, and another step down a dangerous path for our country, the directors of three Democrat campaign committees told the Post. Voters have the right to know the facts about MAGA Republicans' agenda on issues like abortion. And Hulu is doing a huge disservice to the American people by blocking voters from learning the truth about the GOP record or denying these issues from even being discussed. The Post story is hysterically overwritten in the extreme, 1,100 words, and goes so far as to bring up the Don't Say Gay controversy, where Disney was similarly attacked for not doing what far-left extremists demanded do. And where Disney eventually backed down and embraced child grooming. Here's an example of how silly this story is. Democratic concerns over Hulu's ad policies have been exacerbated by the company's vague and sometimes contradictory communications with ad buyers. 3 days after placing the ad buy, the three Democratic committees were told by Hulu through a vendor that the delay was content-related, according to a person familiar with the events, who also requested anonymity to discuss the internal process. The next day, Democrats scheduled a call with Hulu to discuss the matter, but the Hulu officials canceled the call just as it was about to begin, suggesting by email that they reschedule later in the day, the person said. Hulu officials did not communicate further that day. An attorney for the Democratic committees emailed twice and called twice the following day, in an effort to restart discussions, receiving no response, the person said. The following day, on July 21, Lance Delaney, an account executive in Disney advertising sales, emailed to say we have received creative approval, only to follow up hours later with a message that said, this message was sent in error. Who cares? How is this news? It's not. The whole point of this absurd Post story is to bully Disney into changing its policy and running these obnoxious ads to benefit the Democrat Party. Two things are happening here. The first is that Democrats see what's coming this November. A total electoral wipeout, and seek every advantage possible. Using Hulu to manipulate young people to the polls is one of those advantages and a wonderful example of just how scared and desperate they, and the corporate media, are about what's coming. The other thing happening is the left's ongoing crusade to bring Disney completely to its knees. Because Disney continues to buckle to appease the far left. That same far left see this dumb ad controversy as another opportunity to bully the Mouse House into 100% fealty. To send a message that Disney is now a tool of the left and must behave accordingly. Disney is constantly retreating, reversing itself, and looking to appease the far left, even to the point of embracing the sexual grooming of young children. Democrats see this. They smell Disney's weakness and fear. As do corporate media outlets like the Washington Post. So every opportunity to browbeat, intimidate, and muscle Disney into becoming 100% loyal to Democrats will be utilized. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.